Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to today's episode of The Lantern. We're here with you during the month of Muharram, a month where we commemorate the martyrdom of the son of Fatima and Ali, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, his infallible household and his loyal companions. Speaking of the companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, though small in number, they were very big in personality, in purity of intention, in genuineness, in trustworthiness, in honesty, in bravery, in their ma'rifah and their knowledge toward the hujjah of Allah, the vicegerent of Allah, the book of Allah, the day of judgment. The companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam were the best example and instance of قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily, the believers are victorious, are triumphant, because they had with them all the attributes that Allah counts in the Quran regarding those who are true believers, whether it is faith in the day of judgment, whether it is those who take care of and uphold their salah, whether it was servitude and submissiveness toward Allah, whether it was humility, whether it was generosity, whether it was aiding the cause of Allah, and so many more. It is simple to imagine these attributes for people who've been in the camp of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam all their lives, people like Habib, people like Burayr, people like Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam, people like Joan. These characters were not only in the camp of Imam al-Husayn, but they were the followers of Imam al-Hassan, they were the Shias of Amir al-Mu'mineen all their lives. So they were trained by Imam al-Husayn for this day. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam fed them the ma'rifah of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, drop by drop, parcel by parcel throughout their lives, till a point that it became totally merged with their skin and bone and flesh. It became one with their soul. That was who they were. However, among all the companions of Imam al-Husayn, though once again small in number, but great and grand in character, there is one that stands out because of his peculiar circumstances. Because he was not only not in the camp of Imam al-Husayn, but he was against Imam al-Husayn all his life. Not only that, but he was in the army of the enemy of Imam al-Husayn all his life. And the money that he had gained was from the salary he would receive from being in the army of the enemy of the Ahl al-Bayt. However, one fateful day, this man decided to turn against all odds and join the camp of Imam al-Husayn. We are talking about none other than Hur bin Yazid al-Riyahi. Let's hear a short story about him and we'll be right back.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. This is Lantern. Today's story is about the companions of Imam Husayn. One of them is Hur ibn Yazid. Often in telling the story of Hur ibn Yazid, we concentrate on his change of heart and repentance at the 11th hour. However, there are aspects to Hur that are important to remember. His change of heart required the very essential quality of humility. He was willing to accept that he had made a huge mistake and to ask forgiveness in any way necessary to gain it from both Allah and Imam Hussein, as well as the ladies of Ahlul Bayt, to whom he apologized separately. Hur was able to free himself from his perceived allegiance to the government authority he had thought he was bound by, and more importantly, from his own ego. This was the most important leap of enlightenment that allowed him to save himself from the brink of hell and rise up to the highest ranks of the heavenly. This was why Imam declared Hur was a free man in this world and the akhirah, the hereafter. Another aspect of Hur's repentance is how Imam, as well as all his family and companions, accepted his repentance, as if he had always been part of them, with no one bearing him a grudge for the fact that he was the reason for their current situation. History states that Hur himself kept repeating his crimes and lamenting over them, but there is no word of reproach from anyone in the camp of Imam Hussein. Hur's story is not just about how to repent, but also how to forgive.
Hur bin Yazid al-Riyahi, his story is a story of repentance. His story is a story of return. His story is a story of forgiveness. And it shows that when the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam describe Imam al-Hussein and the Ark of Salvation, which is Hussein, they did not exaggerate, they did not bluff. When they said that the Ark, we are all the Ark of Salvation, but the Ark of Hussein is Asra and Awsa', is the fastest and the vastest. They did not exaggerate. For a man to be in the army of the enemies of Imam al-Hussein all his life, for him to be the first person to struck fear into the heart of Imam al-Hussein's family, for him to be the first person to create the blockade against Imam al-Hussein, to prevent Imam al-Hussein from going further or going back, and yet be the first to repent, the first to turn back, the first to get down on his knees and beg for the Imam's mercy, really shows that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam captivates the hearts of even the most ruthless of enemies. Aside from this, however, it does get us thinking about what did Hur possess in his heart that created the groundwork for such a revolution within him. Because obviously you have to have something in you for the Imam to see that potential and to want to pull you out of that darkness. Allah says in the Quran that He does not change a people unless they change who they are within themselves. So Hur must have possessed some qualities, some great stock that created that spark within him that set his entire soul on fire and burned his very last fiber in the love for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam within a single night. Thank you so very much, brothers and sisters, for being on this episode of The Lantern with us. May you forevermore be in the care and protection of the son of Fatima. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.